Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A victory for the ages as the Supreme Court strikes down President Obama's unconstitutional HHS abortion mandate. I'm Matt Barber. Joining me is Daryl Edwards, president of Liberty Counsel Action. Daryl, it is a decision unprecedented in American history where the United States Supreme Court has said that, yes, indeed, corporations, at least in this case, closely held corporations, are people. They are, of course, made up of people. Their owners are people. And so corporations have First Amendment constitutional rights, and the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, as it is written, applies to closely held corporations. The United States Supreme Court has struck down President Obama's HHS contraception mandate and abortion employer mandate. They ruled that the federal government may not force religious businesses, of course, in this case, Hobby Lobby and Conestoga Woods, they may not force them to provide abortion-inducing drugs and devices and contraceptives to their employees if it's against their sincerely held religious beliefs. This is a tremendous win. It is a sharp rebuke of President Obama, and with his really what this was nothing short of a tyrannical move by him to try to force employers and business owners to violate their constitutional rights, their religious beliefs. So this is a major rebuke of President Obama, but more importantly, it's a major victory for religious freedom.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a great day for Hobby Lobby, but also for anyone who believes in religious freedom and supports the First Amendment. Although the court didn't decide the case based upon First Amendment principles, it was upon the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Clearly, that act itself was written based upon the First Amendment.
That's right. And that's what in his majority decision, Justice Alito referred to the act. At issue, of course, was the fundamental right to free exercise of religion and intrusive governmental regulation. Employers such as Hobby Lobby, Conestoga Wood, Little Sisters of the Poor, and Liberty University, for that matter, Daryl, which operate their businesses in accordance with their religious principles that respect the sanctity and dignity of human life, were told by this president that they must either abandon their principles and provide free abortion-inducing drugs and devices to their employees or pay exorbitant fees. These fines could be as high as $15,000 per day per employee. And as Justice Alito pointed out, that would be around $500 million a year in fines for Hobby Lobby, something that, of course, would completely destroy the company. So this was clearly a gross government overreach, and the Supreme Court has smacked down President Obama.
Yeah, I think Alito wrote, I can't remember the exact quote, but he said something like, if $1.3 million a day isn't harmful, he doesn't know what is. It was clearly way over the top, and you can see the Obama administration didn't really care. They would use what level of fines it took to force their agenda, their pro-abortion agenda, through. But thankfully, the Supreme Court struck them down.
Now, the decision was narrowly tailored. you've got in her dissent Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg laying out a parade of horribles and things that just aren't going to happen. You know, the left loves to talk about how conservatives and Christians use the slippery slope argument. Boy, they greased that slope up right quick when this decision came down. Although there are some points that I think Justice Ginsburg makes that we'll address later. Where she has some good points that I think gives the left reason to be fearful that their attempts to secularize the United States and push Christians to the curb, I think they have reason to fear that may be in jeopardy, that radical agenda. But the reality is that this, you know, was narrowly tailored. It focused on specifically on closely held corporations, like, you know, family owned, like Hobby Lobby and so forth. And there's some huge corporations, no doubt, in that regard. But they did not address whether or not it could be extended to openly held corporations, which there's an argument to be made it could. I believe it should. Certainly, if it applies to closely held corporations that are technically considered secular, it definitely would apply to institutions like Liberty University. A Christian university would certainly apply to Little Sisters of the Poor, other nonprofit organizations. They would fall well underneath the bar that has been set now by the Supreme Court.
Well, the court has kind of shown this pattern. I guess maybe it begins back with Citizens United when they were saying that free speech, even of corporations, is still free speech made up of people who are within those corporations. So this kind of follows in that pattern. And I think what we have is the left is sort of complaining that this opens the door for horribles. And I would say, you know, it actually opens the door back to the Constitution, which is where we should have kept. They were the one tried to slam the door on the Constitution. It's time to open that back up.
Boy, that's a great point. Their parade of horribles, all the horrible things that they're saying this could do, are all the things that the Constitution guarantees.
Right. It's like the Bill of Rights is their parade of horribles.
Well, exactly. The Bill of Rights is the left's parade of horribles. That is a great way to put it. And when your starting point is that we want to circumvent the Constitution, and the Constitution is a living, breathing document that doesn't really mean what it says it means. It means what the elites say it means. Whoever happens to be in power, whatever progressive is in power, it means what they say it means. If that's your starting point, then yeah, to them, I guess it is a parade of horribles United States citizens have been protected or given back at least some level of, and it's a small level. This doesn't go nearly far enough. This is just a small return of some freedoms that we were already guaranteed by the RFRA and the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and certainly by the First Amendment.
And I think there, what you hear on the left is all these outcries that this shuts down a woman's right to contraception, and none of that is true. And I think I read that in the Hobby Lobby, in their case, they covered 16 of 20 types of contraception available that's provided under the ACA. They just denied the four that violated their religious beliefs in regards to abortion. But if you were to watch the news, you would think they had shut down everybody.
Oh yeah, the left is—they are anything if not experts in propaganda and the clever use of hyperbole and euphemistic language. So they're going to, they just lie. I mean, they've said that this will prevent women from getting contraception. Baloney. It was only a handful of abortifacients and certain contraceptive products that on religious grounds that they opposed. And so clearly, this is a victory for everyone.
Yeah, I think even Hillary Clinton had made this statement yesterday. She was trying to bend it to say that it was a slam against a woman's rights and really distorting the decision itself, which is a shame coming from someone who may be running for president.
Yeah, very much so. Well, the Supreme Court found, quote, for the HHS mandate to be sustained, it must also constitute the least restrictive means of serving a compelling state interest, and the mandate plainly fails that test. Additionally, the justices said protecting the free exercise rights of corporations like Hobby Lobby, Conestoga, and Mardell protects the religious liberty of the humans who owned and control these companies. So it's really a false construct to say that corporations somehow aren't people, as Mitt Romney famously said and was roundly mocked by the left. Corporations are people. Well, of course corporations are people. They're made up of people. In this case, the Green family at Hobby Lobby, devout Christians, who said we cannot violate clear scripture on life. So this is a great victory for America. To learn more about what Liberty Counsel is doing, we had an amicus brief in this case and have been very busy working to protect religious liberties, particularly to get rid of this atrocious HHS abortion mandate. With the help of folks like you listening right now, your generosity, your donations, Liberty Counsel is able to stand in the gap to protect religious liberty, to protect life, to protect the innocent unborn, and to push back against this tyrannical Obama administration. There's really no other word. And now the Supreme Court has said as much, has slapped down the Obama administration's gross overreach here, their unconstitutional act to try to compel people to adopt a secularist agenda and violate their own sincerely held religious beliefs. Go to lc.org to learn more.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.